Hello everyone, it's time for Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Happy Mid-Autumn Festival!
Hello everyone, I'm Marie. Let's celebrate together. Today's topic is holiday.
And the title of our lesson is Mid-Autumn Festival and Mooncakes. Mid-Autumn Festival and Mooncakes. Marie, have you ever celebrated a Mid-Autumn Festival before?
Oh, I never celebrated Mid-Autumn Festival, but I heard a lot about it.
That's right. I have celebrated it, and you get to eat a lot and spend time with friends and family. So I'm really excited that we're talking about it today. So let's get started. Here's our read it, and Marie can help you with it.
Today is Mid-Autumn Festival. It is one of Alex's favorite holidays. What activities do people do at Mid-Autumn Festival? Alex likes to eat big, round mooncakes. They look like the moon. Rob likes to celebrate with his family and friends. Sometimes they stay up until midnight. But they usually just have a barbecue and admire the moon. It's a tradition.
Happy Mid-Autumn Festival to everyone. So we will be talking about this holiday today and tomorrow. Marie, what do you do for this holiday?
Well, on this holiday, you eat mooncakes and spend time with your family and friends. And you have a very big dinner.
That's right, and we'll learn, of course, more than that, but first, let's learn our key words. Here's our teacher, Jack.
Hello, 我们今天的主题是中秋节 Mid-Autumn Festival. Today is Mid-Autumn Festival. 中秋节有哪些传统活动呢？活动就是 Activity.它的复数是去 y 加 ies, activities. What activities do you do at Mid-Autumn Festival? 月饼 mooncake, 当然是中秋节不能少的咯。Alex likes to eat mooncakes. Rob 说中秋节是家人团聚的节日，他们有时候会跟家人一起待到午夜十二点，午夜十二点就是 midnight.Sometimes they stay up until midnight. 家人在一起大部分时间就是烤肉和赏月。赏月就是 admire the moon. 动词 admire 是欣赏的意思。They get together and admire the moon.
Good morning, Susie.
Hi, Alex. You look very happy this morning.
I am.Today is one of my favorite holidays.
What holiday is today?
Today is Mid-Autumn Festival.
Oh, happy Mid-Autumn Festival.
Thank you.
Is Mid-Autumn Festival always on September 15th?
No, sometimes it is earlier and sometimes it is later.
Alex is very happy today. He says, good morning to Susie.
It's easy to say that when someone is happy in the morning. They have a lot of energy, and they greet you with a happy and bright smile. Good morning.
Alex has a reason for being very happy. Do you know why?
No, I can't remember. Why?
Well, what holiday is today?
Oh, now I understand. Oh, I'm happy too.
Yes, because today is Mid-Autumn Festival.
What? No, Peter. What holiday is today? What holiday is today?
Marie, I just told you.
Oh, what holiday is today is today's
calendar phrase.
What holiday is today?
What holiday is today?
今天是什么节日?
Happy holiday!
What holiday is today?
We're going to have a barbecue.
What holiday is today?
We're going to look at the moon.
What holiday is today?
And eat mooncakes.
Oh, is it Mid-Autumn Festival?
Yes. Happy holiday.
Happy holiday. Where's my mooncake? Huh?
What holiday is today?
What holiday is today?
今天是什么节日？
Well, it is Mid-Autumn Festival, and that's why Alex is so happy. So does that mean this holiday always happens on the same day every year?
You know, Susie has the same question.Is Mid-Autumn Festival always on September 15th?
So the answer to Susie's question is no, and Alex has the answer, right?
That's right. Sometimes Mid-Autumn Festival is earlier, and sometimes it is later. But why is it like that?
Well, the reason is because many holidays follow a special calendar. This calendar is called the Lunar Calendar.This means the date changes with the moon, not the day of the year.
Oh, very interesting.
Yes, we have other holidays that follow the day of the year, such as Christmas. It's always on December 25th. It doesn't change.
That's right. And like July 4th, it's always on July 4th, which is Independence Day.
That's right. Well, friends, we need to continue. Let's watch this next conversation together.
What activities do you do at Mid-Autumn Festival?
I eat mooncakes. I have one for you.
Thank you, Alex. Why are they called mooncakes?
Most mooncakes look like the moon.
Oh, of course.
There is always a full moon on Mid-Autumn Festival.
Do you make mooncakes at home?
Sure. I like to make mooncakes.
In this conversation, we learn more about this holiday. Alex can tell us all about it because he is from Taiwan.
The first question Susie asks him is,What activities do you do at Mid-Autumn Festival? Well, first, I have a question. What is an activity?
Well, an activity is something you do. Going to work or school is an activity, right? Or things like sports, music, and other clubs at schools are activities.
That's right. Sports and art clubs are school activities.So Alex has a favorite activity during this holiday. His favorite activity is eating. Is that really an activity?
Well, Alex thinks so. He likes eating mooncakes.
I have tried eating a mooncake before. They taste pretty good, but I can only eat one. They make me feel really full.I don't need to eat the rest of the day after eating a mooncake.
Oh, is that why they are called mooncakes? Because they make you feel like you just ate the whole moon?
No, not quite. There is another reason. They look like a full moon. And that is when this holiday happens, during the full moon in autumn.
Wow, very interesting.Well, let's take a closer look at this word call, and we have our great teacher Jack to help us out.
Susie 想知道中秋节的月饼为什么叫月饼? Why are they called mooncakes? 我们来学动词 call. 一般来说,我们都是讲到打电话的时候才会用到 call, 像 I'll call you later, 我稍后打电话给你。Did you call me this morning? 你今天早上有打电话给我了吗? Should we call him now? 我们现在要打给他吗? 这些都是把 call 当作打电话的动词用，但是 call 还有另外一个意思，它可以表示称呼或是叫什么名字。比如说 They call me Jack， 他们叫我 Jack。 I call my father Papa， 我叫我父亲 Papa。 你朋友的小狗超可爱的，你可以问他 What do you call him？ 其实就是问他叫什么名字。 He is called Sammy， 他叫 Sammy。 这就是除了打电话之外 call 的另外一种意思和用法了。
Thank you, Jack. Well, Alex actually likes to make mooncakes. I've never actually met someone that likes to do that. Most of my Taiwanese friends usually buy them.
Yeah, I would love to learn how to make mooncakes. It seems like a lot of fun.
Maybe he can teach us one day. That would be fun. Well, friends, we're out of time. Let's take a short break right now. We'll see you after this. Don't go away. Hi friends, welcome back from the break. So Marie, do you ever stay up late for a holiday?
I do. On holidays, there are a lot of friends and a lot of family around. So I like to enjoy quality time with them. I like to spend time with them, especially at night.
Yeah, I think of New Year's Eve. I always stay up until midnight to celebrate with everyone. Well, let's learn more about Mid-Autumn Festival and how our friends celebrate. Here's Conversation C.
Happy Mid-Autumn Festival, Rob!
Thanks, Linda.
How do you usually celebrate?
I like to get together with friends and family. Mid-Autumn Festival is an important family holiday for Chinese people.
That's great! Do you stay up until midnight?
Sometimes, but we usually just have a barbecue and admire the moon.
A barbecue?
Yes, it's a tradition.
Now Rob and Linda are talking about Mid-Autumn Festival. Linda wants to learn more about how Rob celebrates this holiday.
Rob likes to get together with friends and family. Get together. That's a great phrase. This is when we meet with other people. It can be any kind of activity, but the reason is to see each other, to get together.
That's right. Mid-Autumn Festival is an important family holiday for many Chinese people. This is when they have time to get together. Now, do we have a holiday like this one, Marie?
Yes, we do. I think Thanksgiving is like Mid-Autumn Festival. For us, Thanksgiving is the most important family holiday.
Yes, this is when the whole family gets together. Your aunts, your uncles, and even your cousins, too. I always think of Christmas as important as well, but that holiday for me is more just with my close family, my mom, dad, brothers, and sisters.
Right. So what is something that people like to do during Mid-Autumn Festival? Well, they like to stay up until midnight. That's fun. Let's learn more about this phrase with Jack.
Linda 问 Rob, 他们中秋节的时候家人会不会熬夜到午夜? Do you stay up until midnight? Can you stay up? 就是熬夜,不睡觉的意思。所以如果你想劝人家不要熬夜,你就可以说 Don't stay up too late. 你昨天是不是有熬夜到三点? Did you stay up until three again? 所以 stay up 就是熬夜。相反的,如果要说一个人睡觉,睡得很晚,很晚起的话,就用 sleep in。很多人都会在周末的时候睡得很晚。She always sleeps in on the weekend。如果睡到太晚,可能会错过校车哦。 He slept in and missed the school bus. 所以我们学到了熬夜晚睡是 stay up, 而爱睡晚起是 sleep in.
Thanks, Jack. So I have a question for you, Marie. Do you like to stay up late and sleep in, or do you like to sleep early and get up early?
Well, it depends, Peter. On the weekends, I like to stay up really late, maybe around midnight, and then I end up sleeping in, maybe until 10:30.
Oh, that sounds nice. Usually, I like to go to bed early and get up early. But during holidays, I keep that special. I'll stay up late and sleep in.
Yeah, because they're special holidays. All right, well, now it's time to review our keywords. Let's review together.
Here's our first keyword of the day. Mid-Autumn Festival. Mid-Autumn Festival. Do you celebrate Mid-Autumn Festival?
Activity. Activity. What activities do you like?
Mooncake. Mooncake. Mooncakes are delicious.
Midnight. Midnight. I go to bed before midnight.
Admire. Admire. Sarah admired Jen's new dress. All right, friends, those are the keywords. Make sure to practice. And now we can take a look back at our lesson one more time.
Good morning, Susie.
Hi, Alex. You look very happy this morning.
I am. Today is one of my favorite holidays.
What holiday is today?
Today is Mid-Autumn Festival.
Oh, happy Mid-Autumn Festival.
Thank you.
Is Mid-Autumn Festival always on September 15th?
No, sometimes it is earlier and sometimes it is later.
What activities do you do at Mid-Autumn Festival?
I eat mooncakes. I have one for you.
Thank you, Alex. Why are they called mooncakes?
Most mooncakes look like the moon.
Oh, of course.
There is always a full moon on Mid-Autumn Festival.
Do you make mooncakes at home?
Sure. I like to make mooncakes.
Happy Mid-Autumn Festival, Rob!
Thanks, Linda.
How do you usually celebrate?
I like to get together with friends and family. Mid-Autumn Festival is an important family holiday for Chinese people.
That's great. Do you stay up until midnight?
Sometimes. But we usually just have a barbecue and admire the moon.
A barbecue?
Yes. It's a tradition.
Hooray! It's Mid-Autumn Festival, and you know what that means.
Yeah! It's time to celebrate!
Yeah!
Yay!
I'm so excited!
Me too! But what are we celebrating?
We're celebrating the moon!
Oh! Is it the Chinese Moon Festival?
Yes! People do special activities for Mid-Autumn Festival.
Ooh! Like what?
Well, some people stay up until midnight.
Yay! I want to stay up late.
Yes, and other people have a barbecue.
Yay! I want to have a barbecue.
And people admire the moon and eat big round mooncakes.
Yay! Mooncakes?
Yeah, what could be better than mooncakes?
Banana cakes! Mmm! Yeah!
Banana cakes.
Let's celebrate!
Hello everyone, welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today we're talking about Moon Festival. Please help me welcome my guest, Ms. Autumn Moon. Hello, Autumn.
Hello, Rob.
Well, Autumn, happy Moon Festival.
Happy Moon Festival, Rob.
Autumn, I have a question today from Dale Wine of Seattle, Washington, about Moon Festival. Can you help us answer it?
I would love to.
Wonderful. Dale writes, many of my Chinese friends celebrate Moon Festival, but sometimes they also call it Mid-Autumn Festival. Can you tell me why this holiday has two names?
Great question, Dale. Moon Festival, or Mid-Autumn Festival, is one of my favorite holidays. It is a big holiday in Asia. Family and friends come together to celebrate this holiday.
That's true. So why does this holiday have two names?
Well, people celebrate Moon Festival on the 15th day of the 8th month of the calendar, the lunar calendar, that is. There is usually a full moon on this day, and the moon is usually very large.
People like to have barbecues outside so they can see the moon, right?
That's right. So this is why it's called Moon Festival.
Why is it called Mid-Autumn Festival?
This holiday usually happens sometime in September or October.
That is the middle of the fall.
Right. So that's why it is called Mid-Autumn Festival. It is a festival that happens, well, in the middle of autumn.
I see. Well, thanks for your help, Autumn. I learned a lot today, friends. I hope you learned a lot, too. We'll see all of you next time on Question Time.
Friends, thanks for joining us today, and we hope you have a great Mid-Autumn Festival. Now, this last word we learned today is admire. This is a great word. It means to appreciate something or look up to something. What do you admire, like a person or a place or a thing?
Well, in high school, I admired my art teacher. She was amazing. She was really good at painting and helping out other students. I really admired her.
I admire my older brother. He works really hard, and he is a good friend. Well, friends, maybe you can think about who you admire while you're admiring the moon this holiday. We'll see you again for another great lesson right here on...
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.